Most people who fall in their dreams wake before they hit the ground. She never did. Instead, she dreamed of flying. In that split second before she crashed to earth, she would throw her arms out wide, stretch her fingers like feathers, and swoop like a bird. Drink the air, kiss the clouds, swallow the sky in one great glorious gulp. Before an angry red sun burned her from the heavens, and she tasted only ash in her mouth. Afterwards, she would wake alone and disorientated on her hard pallet bed in the attic of the Camden workhouse and, with a pencil, mark the date next to all the others on the crumbling plaster. Then she would huddle beneath her rough blanket and think of all the things she missed before getting up. Breakfast was leftovers from the meager food that had been sent up to her the day before. She fed the stale scraps from her tin plate to the brave birds who came to perch on her windowsill, pushing her hands through the bars to offer them crumbs. When they'd finished, she would watch them wing their way across the rooftops, wishing she could soar as high.